current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Correcting Demands. In Morocco, Gen Z, the tech-savvy generation, has created a movement called Gen Z 212, 212 being the Moroccan dialing code. This movement aims at calling out the corrupt government's shortcomings. It was created on a social media platform called Discord and has nearly 180,000 members. Through Discord, the members organize protests by expressing their discontent with their government digitally. Then they bring these issues into the real world, taking action through protests. This movement goes back to 2023, when Morocco suffered an earthquake and Gen Z 212 called out its government for its shortcomings. Recently, when 8 women died during cesareans at a public hospital in the city of Agadir due to the poor healthcare provided, news about new arenas being built was brought to light. This caused outrage within the youth. Protests erupted, demanding the government change their priorities, calling out their government, who instead of fixing the issues that are crippling Morocco, decided to spend their wealth on creating stadiums for the 2030 FIFA World Cup, pouring billions into tourism and infrastructure. Protesters chant, "Stadiums are here, but where are the hospitals?" Gen Z 212 published a letter addressing the king, Mohammed VI, calling for him to dismiss the government and corrupt political parties, to release detainees, and to hold officials accountable. Many chanted, "The people want the king to intervene," during protests. When the king officially addressed the people, he offered empty statements and didn't directly address Gen Z 212. These issues, along with the protests against the government, are unknown to the rest of the world. This is due to the media putting this issue in the dark, away from the public eye. A whole movement has broken out, but crickets within the media, not paying attention to the true struggle the people are enduring and have been enduring for decades of shortcoming from their government. Even though Morocco is the most visited country in Africa, the conditions of its people are grim. The rate for unemployment for Moroccans aged 15 to 24 has reached 36%, with living costs skyrocketing. Many of those who have jobs are faced with the reality of stagnating wage, with a minimum wage of around $300. While all these people are struggling to make ends meet, their government is showing up by investing in 7 new stadiums and renovating 7 others to prepare for the World Cup. The regime's effort to please those who visit the country has shook this generation. They see unpaved roads and classrooms underfunded, overflowed with students, reaching 50 students per classroom. Even paying for preschool is expensive, having kids' first day at school being at the age of 7, leaving a huge educational gap between those who were able to pay for preschool and those who couldn't afford it. Hospitals are in desperate need of doctors, with 7.7 medical professionals per 10,000 patients, putting it generously. With that, the healthcare system only covers 80% of the medical bills, while accounting for only 40% of spending, leaving those already having a hard time to put food on the table having to pay the rest out of their own pocket. Even when tragedy strikes, like the earthquake in 2023, the government still lacks in providing the basic necessity for the people who lost everything. It has been 2 years since the earthquake, and till this day, people are still living in tents. This generation is unlike the ones before them. They are wanting to call out the truth, even if it costs them their lives. They want justice to be served and will strive for it. At the same time, these demands that they are demanding are just as if they are giving painkillers to an infection instead of curing the actual infection and what's causing it. They are patches on top of a broken system, a system that is originally corrupt. The only way the economic, social, educational, and medical circumstances will flourish is by uprooting the corrupt system from its roots, curing the infection completely. Then, in its place, a system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains for us and one that pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala would be implemented, the Khilafah, Caliphate. This system is the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to be able to live in the land without injustice and greed from those in power, following their whims and desires. The Khilafah, when implemented, will focus on the well-being of the people living under its shade, providing a life of free education from the top scholars, free healthcare from the best doctors, and won't try to please the world by setting up a World Cup arena. Instead, he, the Caliph, will work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by setting up a system to serve the people under his rule, even to the small details of paved, safe roads. He will be the one who knows that the Lord of the world will ask him what he did to serve the Ummah and those living under his shade. Gen Z 212, we know you have pure intentions to fix the circumstances you are placed under. With that, the path to true victory and change can only be through the path that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is by calling for the complete and radical change of the whole system, for it to be uprooted for the sake of Allah. The system implemented should be the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to implement, fixing all our matters without allowing the whims and desires of the falling regime to dictate each and every one of your lives. Call for the Khilafah, the true solution to all your struggles. Strive and work to revive the path of justice and prosperity, which is only through Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our ummah and our youth, guiding them to be the light the world needs to remove the darkness placed by these corrupt regimes. Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.